Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I tell you what I really am excited about.
What's that?
That no matter what we're seeing today in the news and all this stuff, this propaganda, if you will, it's so encouraging to know that we have a God that knows everything and is in control of everything, and he wants to share it, and he does share it with his people.
Yeah.
When we abide and hear his voice and spend time with the Lord, he's telling us what is going on so that we can pray, be in partnership with him, so we don't have to go by the naysayers or the negative things that are happening. God has the inside story, and he desires to share it with us.
You have the people who don't know God's news.
Yeah.
And then you have the people who do know God, and God's speaking to them, and they're sharing what God's saying. And God's news is always good. Even if it seems bad at the time, it's only to get us to a good place.
Absolutely.
And I think about this, you know, that right before the crisis, right before, you know, terrible things happen, and you're looking at on Mount Carmel with Israel, and you're looking at Jezebel and all of her prophets on
one
side.
It was looking pretty bad if you just stop right there.
Well,
it was looking dark.
You know, so you had all these people who said they were hearing from God and righteous. When you go to the top of a mountain back then, that was broadcasting.
It meant something.
It wasn't a, you know, television back then, but that's how you talked to the nation. You talked over at the mountaintops. And so at the same time, on the same mountain, you had God's prophet, Elijah. So you had fake, false prophets, which were fierce. This is how you know the difference between a true prophet and a false prophet. A true prophet of God is true, but also they're
bold.
And a false prophet and a prophet of Jezebel, they're fierce, and you're just kind of like fingernails across a chalkboard, and you just kind of cringe, and it's like, are you really marching down the street with that on your head right now? I mean, you're thinking, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah.
And so you can tell the difference between false and true. But think about it. They were broadcasting all this stuff. I mean, right before they were actually going to be all taken down, I mean, the word of the Lord said through a particular prophet was the anchors are coming down.
Yes.
And we've been seeing them come down. I mean, even entire... You're watching news industries go down. I really even believe a Fox News is making an adjustment as we speak to be like we are VFN TV around the world. They're already starting to promote. You can see us and subscribe to us.
Yeah.
You know, and they're starting to, and we don't do that. We're out there for free, but everybody's shifting to that. But some of the words have been prophesied that even, we'll talk more about that, but even, you know, CNN would be closing their doors, and it's just the way people receive news is just is so. But you're looking at the last stand, you know, Custard's last stand, where they're shouting things that you're thinking like, what are you saying?
I mean, but it's a desperate thing to throw everything on the wall.
Think about what Jezebel's prophets were doing. I mean, they were saying Jezebel's right. Couldn't say nothing else, that they'd be dead, right?
Right.
And so they're saying, you know, lie. This is what happened biblically. You can go back and look at it. And so with that, you know, when they finished doing what they were doing, long story short, then the true prophet just says, are you sure? I mean, is your God not listening? What's going on? And a lot of people get all concerned when they hear Jezebel's prophets say all these lies.
Relax. Especially when there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And the people still think a large
number. Well, the majority of Israel was believing and following Jezebel and Ahab during that time, and God was shifting. It was going to be a little bit of shifting. I mean, Jehu was yet to come. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's Donald Jehu Trump, if you don't think about it. And so understand that was the beginning of a transition. So have faith in God and how powerful he is, that he holds all things together. He's in total control. He's in total charge. And he's activating what he's going to do here on earth. And you're about to be a shift because it's the God who answers by fire.
Yeah.
Who's God.
And that's why I think this program is so important, because we bring a biblical perspective to today's news and current events.
Right.
If you're just watching the news today and listening to the insanity, you can be depressed, you lost your hope, and you will think that hope is in a man.
Right.
But hope is not in a man, not even in the President of the United States.
The hope
is in Jesus Christ and him alone.
Although we do appreciate him.
So, yeah, we do.
So then you're looking right now at these Supreme Court nominations, and you see every single time that somebody comes up that's a constitutional conservative who actually likes America, who believes in the Constitution and has faith in God, that they attack them, and everything that they truly are, they accuse them of the opposite. We got to get used to that, because not only does Jezebel seduce you into something and then she attacks you for the seduction afterwards, you got to realize that's all her plans. Revelation chapter 2, the church of Thyatira, he talks about it, that she leads God's people away and seduces them and leads them into all this stuff that they're accusing appointees of being able to do that. They didn't. And so you got to understand to pray during those days and realize, but specifically Charlie Shamp, he's a prophetic man that's speaking with on the Elijah television. He's speaking about prophetic words that have been God had given him about the Supreme Court. And one of them specifically has to do with Brett Kavanaugh, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, that he actually is one of the Samuels that God's putting on the Supreme Court. And a Deborah is coming. As a matter of fact, let's join this now. This is Charlie Shamp sharing this prophetic word on the Elijah's list.
Yeah, so in October of last year, I was in California, and I was praying, and the Lord showed me that there was a Supreme Court justice from California that would be stepping down, and that the Lord would in turn raise up what he termed a Samuel and put into the Supreme Court. And we're seeing that right now taking place.
So you're saying, to be clear, that the one that the Lord calls Samuel is?
Kavanaugh.
Because then we've had other believers saying, well, you know, we're not sure it's Kavanaugh because what if it's supposed to be a woman? And the woman that was mentioned, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but you're saying that the Lord is telling you that Kavanaugh is the next guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that. And from what the Lord has shown me, that the next one is a man that God called Samuel.
Okay.
And then on the 29th, as I was praying about that very word, the Lord showed me that not only is he going to put a Samuel there, but he's also raising up a Deborah. Okay. So I believe that there's a man that's going to be placed in right now, and then there's going to be another Supreme Court justice that's coming, and that will be a woman that God calls Deborah.
Okay, now I'm just going to ask it straight out. When you say it's going to be a woman, is that someone you can name, or are you just going to, is that, do we stop there?
I think we stop. I haven't seen into.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we could speculate about it, but in reality, though, I can't release what the Lord has not specifically spoken
That's
to
very
me
good. And man, I like hearing you say that. I want our viewers to hear you say that because that's true integrity.
Then this is so powerful when you think about that. Imagine, you know, for so long we thought, man, this is what they're calling the Supreme Court. They're calling it the most powerful position in America. That is constitutionally totally wrong. Yeah. It has been used as a leverage of power, but the truth is the Congress is the most powerful branch, and everything needs to go back to the Congress. But God's shifting that, and you'll notice people that have been wrongly using the courts to basically make law for the bench.
Yeah.
They're going to go back to Congress and start trying to get that thing to go down. But God's changing it. He's putting a Supreme Court in that's going to literally line up with the direction God's taking this country.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.